Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 294, slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Exhibit OC, Georgia Walton County, State of Georgia versus, in the Superior Court of Fulton County, Georgia, Leo M. Frank. Before me, an officer authorized under the laws of Georgia to administer oaths, personally appear J.J. Nunnally and W.L. Ricker of Monroe, Georgia, who being duly sworn, depose and say on oath as follows, that they have seen in the public prints that A.H. Hensley, one of the jurors in the Frank case, admits having made certain statements as to Frank's guilt of the murder of Mary Fagan, but says these statements were made after the trial of Leo M. Frank and not before. These deponents say that, so far as they know, the said Hensley has not been in Monroe, Georgia, since the trial of Leo M. Frank, and they reiterate the statement that all the statements made in their hearing by said Hensley and testified about by these deponents of September 27, 1913, were made before the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan on July 28, 1913. To the best of these deponents' recollection, these statements were made in June 1913, although as to the exact month these deponents say not. J.J. Nunnally, W.L. Ricker, sworn to and subscribed before me this, October 10, A.D. 1913. J.B. Shelnut, Clerk Supp, Court Walton County, Georgia,